Okay. Is it great that God brought us here? Is it a great miracle that we are here in God's presence, that way in Vizag? It's amazing. So God is faithful. He's time and again proving to us that He is so faithful. Who called us is faithful that He will do it. Amen. So it's amazing that we are here. Thank you. And how about clapping hand to ourselves that we have made it and we are here in God's presence. It's amazing. So let's welcome Bangalore team. Can we all stand up? Who all come from Bangalore? Please. Okay. Come on, Vizag Church. Let us welcome them. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming all the way to build us up, to edify us, and to encourage us, and to refresh and renew. And we can talk on and on. Infinity. Okay, it's amazing. Thank you so much. And the theme of the conference is John 1:17, Grace and Truth. So we can meditate upon that verse, Grace and Truth. And we are going to have a conference. It's 10 o'clock in the morning and evening at 6:30 today. Today conference starts at 6:30 p.m. in the evening. Tomorrow, 10 o'clock in the morning session, and evening at 6 o'clock. Okay, 6 o'clock. Today's evening session at 6:30. Tomorrow evening session at 6 o'clock. So that's a timing. And so first speaker for this morning session is the one that with whom that I stayed in the dorm. He is my dorm mate. I'm so glad to say that he is my best friend in the dorm, such a spiritual friend. That iron sharpened iron. That's how. So I experienced it. That's why I'm standing here. That's why he's sitting there. He's going to speak, bless us with God's word. So he's the man whose heart is after God's heart, if I would say that. And he has come from Hindu background, believed in Christ, studied Bible, and he knows God. I'm so confident in that. You can check it out after the conference is over, whether I said it correct or not. So let's welcome Mr. Vijay Sundar Raj, please.
By the way, there's nothing much to check out, huh? By the end of the, but let's focus on the theme of the conference. I love it. Grace and Truth. Yesterday we were out in downtown in the city, Vizag, and we were just saying what we wouldn't be in Vizag if not for God, or we wouldn't know you, or we wouldn't have friends like the way we have. We would outside of being like having enjoying a new life in Christ, we would just be out doing our own thing in our own places, right? Why would I be in Vizag? But God had mercy on us. Let's do this. For an introduction, John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father. He has declared him. Okay, that's verse 18. So, two words, right? There's the law that came by Moses, and then there's grace and truth. Would say grace brings us to a place of receiving truth. Like, you know, that's how I would like to think of salvation. Like the grace of God that brings a person to the place of... Titus chapter 1 verse 11 and 12 talks about that. That God is faithful to do this. And then truth keeps us in the place of... keeps us in a place of receiving grace. That's our life in God, being Christians and enjoying this life. Truth, what is like grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Truth means like the full thought on a subject. You know, imagine it's not fragmented information. It's the full thought on a subject. And in this, it means the full thought concerning who God is, His nature and character. Imagine if someone told you, or it might have happened to you, like someone says, yeah, I want to tell you something very important, but no, not right now, I'll tell you later. You know, and you were at peace and you were content until that point, and then you're like, no, please tell me right now, and your mind, you know, is not at rest until the guy tells you. So, but truth is the full thought concerning God, and grace is, you can say, God's unchanging disposition in His dealings with man. Like He doesn't change in how He deals with us. So now in verse 18, this is what it says, right? No man has seen God at any time. Do you get this on the streets? People say, like, hey, how are you so confident? How can you just say this? Have you seen God? And then here's what the following part of it says. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, has declared Him. That part, has declared Him. It means He's like the Son, is like He's led out. Means like to lead something out, like something is in a room, I bring it out. Like the Son has led out what's in the heart of the Father, right? That's the meaning of it. It's first-hand information. It's first-hand information about God. The law that came by Moses was not first-hand information. Right? But grace and truth that came by Christ was first-hand information. Proverbs 20, there's a proverb in chapter 20 that says, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Who knows how to draw? It's like, so the soul of a man is like a deep well, right? And Who can fix it? Who knows how to dig in? Here's the thing. Psychology doesn't fix it. Entertainment doesn't fix it. Materialism doesn't fix it. But in John chapter 4, there is the story of Jesus waiting by a well, and the Samaritan woman comes, and she's like, and you know this story maybe, and he asks her for a drink, and she's like puzzled. And then he says, if you knew who you were talking to, you would ask of him living water and he would give it to you. And she's like, you have nothing to draw from. You have, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. You know, that is like the true condition of man, right? Like my emptiness is deep. and like, what do you have to speak? Like, you have, in like she's saying, you have nothing to affect a real change in my condition. This is my condition, and you have nothing to affect a real change in me. So, let's read that verse, right? John chapter 4. I'm almost done. Two verses we'll read. Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep, from verse 11. And whence then have you this living water? Every sin, like sin, is every sin is an attempt to flee emptiness. Like, it's trying to not deal with the real issue. Like, so here's what Christ says in verse 13. Whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. So you try to drink of this well. It's deep. You work hard and you try to quench your thirst. But you'll thirst again, and you'll go back, and then you'll quench the thirst again. That's our human nature. So in an application, we try to quench it by diversions. Like, right, I try to divert myself by whatever thing I can find, something on my phone. Like, even if there's nothing going on my phone, I'm on my phone for 2 hours, right? Last part, verse 14. Whosoever drinks of this water I shall give him shall never thirst, and the water that I shall give shall be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So we say, what, like, how can you? So we say, like, if I, like, is it, like, this is the popular opinion, let's say, of a Christian. If he hangs on to popular opinion, he would say, it's hard to be a good Christian in this world, especially in this world. That's the popular opinion. And when we look at this, when we look at grace and truth, when we look at the full thought of God concerning me, who He is, how He thinks of me, what He has given me, the Spirit of God in John chapter 16 is called the Spirit of Truth, who dwells in me, and He teaches us and He guides us in the truth. So if I realize the full thought of God concerning me, then the confession of a Christian is never, he's going to change his opinion, right? Meaning, it's not like, you know how hard it is to be a Christian? No, he's going to be like, do you know how hard it is to not live in the freedom of being the Christian that God has made me to be? You know, do you know how hard it is to be different? I'm someone on the inside. I have the life of God, but I'm trying to act and live like I don't. That is a very hard thing to do in life. It's something that even puzzles God. So, But when the Spirit of Truth comes and teaches us how, it just doesn't happen on the street. God guides me, right? He saves me, then He guides me and plants me in a local church where I can come receive, where I learn how to receive grace, where I learn how to receive the love of God. When I do this, I don't have to talk much. I don't have to say or show that I have life. It's quite evident that I have life, you know, to someone outside in the world. They can see it. Something's different about this guy. And just in closing, I would say, if we have life, then we are able to think in concentration. Our life is not just shallow. Hey, hello, hi. You know how we talk with relatives during functions, and you know, or with friends at work. Yeah, hi. Everything is going good. What about that? What's this? What's in the news? And that's it. Not just shallow stuff, but our lives have depth. So I'm able to think in concentration because there is a direction and purpose to my life and your life. Then we can live in integrity. I can truly enjoy the liberty of being the Christian that God has made me to be. And lastly, we have the power to effect a change. Because the change that we see in ourselves, we never produced it by ourselves. So when we recognize that, we see that it's that very grace and truth which transformed us also gives us the power to be a channel to that same life. Okay? Dear Lord, thank you so much for this morning. Bless the time that we have. Precious thoughts from heaven. Thank you for your faithfulness in each and every member of the body here. In Jesus' name, amen.